beings that alter their expression according to the environment around them. So in a well-known mouse study with the agouti mouse, where you have these two genes, the first gene is IAP, and this is upstream of agouti. If IAP is expressed, the mice are yellow, fat and large. And agouti is not expressed because this is a dominant overrider. If you have methylation of IAP, the gene is not expressed, and the agouti gene subsequently is expressed, and you end up with small brown mice. The classic work in this field involved feeding the mothers of mice various diets. So if you feed the mother of a mice, of one of these genetic crossbreed mice, if you feed them a diet rich in methyl donors, such as folic acid, B12, choline, or phytoestrogen, you get methylation of this residue, and therefore the agouti gene comes out, so you end up with a small brown mouse at the end. If you give them a diet that's deficient in these, but is high in fat, carbohydrate, this typical Western McDonald's diet, then you get the opposite. You get unmethylation of this gene, and therefore we end up with a fat yellow mouse. Although it doesn't look it, this is actually the healthy state. These get lymphomas and die at very early age. They have large amounts of genetic instability, and they're not good news at all. And it's thought that therefore you're pre-programming the DNA of the offspring by the maternal diet. And there's now circumstantial evidence that suggests the same may be true in breast cancer, with the maternal diet or the endocrine environment altering their epigenome, and therefore making the offspring more susceptible to a post-pubertal carcinogenic initiating event. And in a review published in 2006, it summarises it quite nicely.